Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world is not going to get any better unless we do something to make it better. I look for entrepreneurs and want to get more of you entrepreneurs, because you entrepreneurs help shape the world, and that's what it is that we want to do. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
We are doing just fantastic. Mr. Gene, how are you? And Mr. Bobby, who is our producer, who is waiting for this great afternoon.
Oh, I was. I wake up in the morning Thursday. And Gene, if you want to say the line, you can. I was just waiting for it. Yes.
Go ahead.
It's great to help entrepreneurs.
Yes, sir.
It's great to help entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs want to help entrepreneurs.
It's rewarding to start the business, and it's rewarding to help somebody start
one. That's right. Very rewarding.
Right. So that's what it is that we do, and we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you very quickly to kind of give you an idea in terms of what this show is all about. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Alrighty, we're just making a couple of camera adjustments here right quick. But I also want to let you listeners out there know that you are welcome to go out to Facebook, where we are, Facebook and YouTube. You can actually watch the show there. But you are allowed to send comments through a chat box. And so if you send it through the chat, most likely we'll see it. We won't respond through a chat, but we can see it. If you have any questions or comments, we can read them over the air or ask the question and repeat it. So you're more than welcome to help us to do that, and we'll go from there. Okay. Anyway, that's what I'd like to have you think about. I'm not sure if we can see you. You may want to make another slight adjustment to the camera up there.
Yeah.
We're still moving the camera around a little bit.
YouTube was out.
Yep, and so they can find it out as they go there. Okay. Other way, that way. Okay. All right. So, way back. We just got to celebrating the 4th of July this week. And we have a clip that we're going to play for you a little bit when we get ready to go to the break. But we are still celebrating the 4th of July, celebrating the country and all of you entrepreneurs out there that help make the country work. But tonight, what we're going to do is to do a little bit of going back to something that we started at the first of the year when we started the show. We have some quotes that we're going to give you from famous people that made certain quotes. And the difference is that we're going to give some responses to the various quotes in terms of what we think they mean. But more so for you entrepreneurs out there, if any of you got started at the first of the year when we started out with famous quotes, well, we're 6 months into it now. And we want to just expand on possible things that we may want to offer to get you a chance to look at where are you 6 months down the road if you are a new entrepreneur, and where are you if you're an experienced entrepreneur? Where do you plan to go 6 months later? Where are you? You're more than welcome to call the show. The number's sitting right in front of you, 727-441-3000, to update us on that. We'll give you about a minute to do that. But you're also welcome to send something to the chat. Through the chat, we'll see it. But again, like I said before, we can see it and respond to it, but we would not be able to type anything back to you. But thank you for your comments anyway. But that's what I'd like to do for you. Anyway, so to get started, well, before we get started, I'd like to have, let's take a moment out. We're going to play a clip for you. It's by Ralph Skelton that I think is appropriate whenever we're celebrating holidays for the country, especially for the country, and as well as we also do this sometimes for veterans type of affairs. But Bobby, if you got it, let it go, and I'd like to have you consider this week as still part of celebrating the 4th of July week. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools, too?
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I'm talking about America, sweet
Shining Seas, celebrating America. We are continuing to celebrate America since this is still part of the 4th of July week. And we want all of you out there to continue to celebrate with us and do your own thing. But make sure you help make the country better. We're going back to some quotes that we started the year out when we started the show with quotes from famous people. And the purpose was to give you entrepreneurs or beginning entrepreneurs an idea of what it might take in order for you to take your idea and take it from the thinking stage to put it into the stage of putting it to work or working on it so that you could produce whatever it is that you're trying to produce. So we have some quotes. We're not going to repeat all of them, but we are going to repeat some of them. And the difference is that since we are 6 months down the road now, we're on the second half of the year, it's possible that you have made some progress if you got started 6 months ago. And if you didn't get started 6 months ago, then we're just kind of reminding you to get started. So what's going to happen is that Mr. Dukes is going to read one or so, and I'm going to read one, and maybe tell you who said it, so that you confusion. So you know who said it, but also our comments based on what we think of that 6 months later. And Bobby, if you feel like it, you're more than welcome to contribute to that. But let's go with whatever one of these quotes you're going to read for us, Mr. Dukes.
Well, we're going to take the first one here I have on this page is choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life.
Okay. So if you chose to choose that at the beginning of the year, where are you now in that choice 6 months later?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to have you think about who said it?
Confucius.
Okay, Confucius said that. Okay, repeat it again now that we kind of got it.
Choose a job that you like, and you'll never have to work a day in your life. And that is one statement that's been made over and over to entrepreneurs anyway. And that is an encouragement to entrepreneurs if they want to go ahead and start their own dream to work, to do whatever they desire to do.
Okay. So I'd like to just have you think about this. I'm going to give you my interpretation of that.
Okay.
If you have found something that you like, mm-hmm. and you got started and you really aren't working, you're doing what you like to do to get your business off the ground as a new entrepreneur. So if you have gotten it off the ground, then you've made 6 months worth of progress. And if any of you out there have gotten it off the ground starting the first of the year, you're welcome to call us if you like, or put something in the chat and we'll mention your business. Because you're 6 months into your business, and if we can do anything to help you out with that, that's one of the reasons that we're here. So that's the way I would like to have you think about that.
Okay.
Because we're 6 months down
the road.
That's
a good way to look at it.
And if we can encourage you some more, then that's what we're here for. It's not going to happen long. Now, if you are working, then it's possible that you haven't found what it is that turns you on yet. You're working at something that's work instead of working on something that's fun.
That you really enjoy.
Right. Anyway, so that's the way I like to have you look at it. And so I'm going to take one now.
Okay.
And this one here says, success is walking from failure to failure with no loss in enthusiasm. Winston Churchill said that. So if you're 6 months down the road, hopefully you've had some failures. I'm saying I hope you've had some, because you're going to get more and more and more. But that's what it's going to require. And it's going to require your energy, your enthusiasm, knowing that you're working on something that you believe in, and you're not failing, you're going through the steps that are required anyway for you to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think about how many things have you done in the last 6 months. If it appears like failure and you're ready to give up, well, that's a good sign of why you must keep it going. You're supposed to fail. And it's not failure. It's only failure in your mind. It's growth steps.
That's right.
It's steps that you have to go through as part of learning. How do you put the thought in your head into working on it to bring it into reality? And since it's yours, you can't expect it to automatically just be there. You got to do something to work it. And it comes with many, many different types of things that you got to do. Hopefully you wrote some of them down, but it's not failure. It's what's going to be required in order to see whether you can follow through on your thought or your vision or dream. And it may come 2 or 3, 4 years down the road. And every month, every day, mm-hmm. contributed to having that come to fruition.
True.
And so you won't be the only one that got started and worked on the business for a long time.
No, I'm still working on mine.
All right, so I'd like to have you think about it.
And, you know, to fail at something, it teaches you a lesson. You learn from it because you know the next, you don't make that mistake anymore. You try to avoid that. So you give it all you got and continuously to press on. So whatever that failure was, you learn from it, and it's more of an education for you.
So okay.
Don't get down on yourself.
All right, you got another one that you want to repeat?
Yeah. We'll do the next one.
Okay.
As long as you are going to be thinking, anyway, think big. And that's a statement from your former president.
Can you repeat it again?
As long as you are going to be thinking, always think big.
Okay.
Anyway, think big.
Okay. Anything you can say about that?
Yes. You want to...
6 months later.
6 months later?
Mm-hmm.
6 months later, I think now I know I need to think more big things about what I'm trying to accomplish. I can't think small things and expect to receive or to get where I want to go. Just like climbing a mountain, I have to take steps that help me get to the top. And I keep my mind soul on that, getting to the top of the mountain.
Okay. I'm going to add to that. If Mr. Trump said think big,
mm-hmm.
if you notice, that doesn't say think big once.
Nope.
Or twice.
Nope.
Or three times. It says think big. So 6 months down the road, maybe you should be thinking even bigger,
mm-hmm.
because you've seen some of your progress. Or you've seen something a little differently, but it's still progress. Because you had to go through it in order to see it much clearer. You had to make the mistakes in order to get where you're going. So thinking bigger may be what you're supposed to do. So it's not something that you do once. It's bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm going to suggest that for every step you make, you should see something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like Mr. Duke said, if you're going up the mountain, the higher you go, the more you can look down and see.
That's right.
So that's even bigger.
Much bigger.
Yes, I'd like to have you just really think about that. If you're 6 months in, you should be recognizing some steps and thinking bigger. And continue to think big. That there's no limit.
No, sir.
All righty. So, I'm going to just mention one. We got a couple minutes left before break.
All right.
Okay.
Bring it on.
This one says, If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Okay, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Napoleon Hill said that. Because part of being an entrepreneur is getting started, and you are going to do lots of small things that at some point in time, when put together, it becomes a big thing, or it is a big thing. So you can't see the great things. It's no different than putting little pieces of a puzzle together, a jigsaw puzzle.
Correct.
When they're all scattered out, you can't see the picture.
Nope.
But you do have to put the pieces together and figure out which works and which doesn't work and try it a few times in order for the picture to start coming into fruition. At some point, you'll be able to see the whole picture or the big picture. But it took you working on and working with all the smaller pieces. And so those are all the great things that happen based on you doing small things. So I don't know if that's a good example or not.
Well, I think so, but I just look at the same thing. It reflects back to climbing a mountain. You take short steps. And as you take short steps, you learn that you will move in the right direction to do great things. You won't allow yourself to slip and fall. And if you do slip and fall, you'll learn that you cannot do that step anymore. You want to move to the next step so that you will be able to get to the top of the mountain. I like that analogy.
Okay. It's not in here anywhere, but I heard you say it. You need special equipment to climb the mountain?
Sometime.
Okay. Right, so if you got the wrong shoes.
The wrong shoes or the wrong
boots.
Boots.
And the wrong poles. It's possible to have something, but it's not what you really need in order to do what it is that you need to do. That comes along with learning.
Right. And 6 months in, if you started your business back in January, when we started this, and 6 months in, we are expecting you have moved a little bit further in the last 6 months. Just like us, you expect us to be more entrepreneur and more able to do and help you more during this within this 6 months also.
Okay, have we failed?
Have we failed?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
I was waiting.
We're still tugging along.
It may take 3 or 4 years.
It may. But we haven't seen the sign to give up yet.
No, we're not going to look that far ahead. We're going to look forward to tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll settle on tomorrow, I think. But we're giving you some thoughts to think about for the beginning entrepreneur or the entrepreneur that was already in business, because 6 months down the road, we're just kind of checking in to see whether you're still working on your project, working on your dream. But we have some more quotes coming for you, but we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. You listen to myself, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, Mr.
Right
Gene,
here.
And Mr. Bobby,
all
and
right.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
We'll be right back on the same channel. Don't turn that dial.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay. That's what I want.
Money.
Give me some of that money.
Entrepreneurs, you got a sense for it, a smell for it, and I applaud you for trying to go after it because somebody's go after it.
That's right.
It's got to be, might as well be you. I'm trying to get some with my business. So everybody, I believe, wants some more money.
Yes, sir.
And many of you, you entrepreneurs, have figured out a way to help some other people as well as to get some money out of it. And this is why we're trying to help you to do that. What we're doing now is we're going over quotes made by famous people that we started our show out 6 months ago with quotes from famous people for entrepreneurs. And so what we're doing is reviewing some of those quotes 6 months later to see if you entrepreneurs have gotten started, not gotten started, or if you were successful even, where are you 6 months down the road? And if we could help you out, then that's what we're here for. If you look right now, you can see the number right in front of you, 727-441-3000. If you've made any significant improvements that you would like to share with our audience, then you're more than welcome to give us a call, and we'll give you a minute or so to tell us what you've accomplished, what you're struggling with, and possibly we may have some answers for you. And again, the number in front of you is 727, which is difficult to see, but 727-441-3000. Anyway, so we are repeating some quotes. And Mr. Dukes, do you have another quote for us? I got some on my side, but
yeah,
do you have?
Let's go with this one here. Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life. Like most people, won't not so.
Pardon?
You can, like most people, won't not so. But you can spend the rest of your life like most people cannot. Do that quote sound make sense to you?
Can you repeat it again?
Yes. Entrepreneurs is living a few years of your life like most people won't not so. You can spend the rest of your life like most people cannot.
Oh.
Okay. That's a mouthful and a half.
Okay. So, any comments on it?
Yeah. Well, we're trying to tell you what an entrepreneur, how he can live. He can live a satisfied life and enjoying his life better than most people can because you're actually working for self, you're striving to do better, and you want to help somebody else along the way that wants to be an entrepreneur also. And the second part says to spend the rest of your life like most people cannot. As an entrepreneur, you get a chance to spend a life the way you want to spend it, even though there is still a lot of hard work to make it go.
Okay. I kind of look at that and say that if you're willing to put the work in, you can enjoy the work out on the other side.
That's true.
Which many people cannot because they did not put the work in. And so therefore, so you can't enjoy the rewards of your efforts or your team because you're the driver of yours.
Right.
So you could help a lot of other people enjoy that as well.
Now that quote came from, I didn't give this quote, that quote came from a student, which is unidentified.
His
name is Warren G. Tracy.
Is that the name or is that?
That's the name.
Oh, okay. Warren G. Tracy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got one.
Okay.
I got plenty, but I'm going to go through just a couple of them here. So that's when you cease to dream, you cease to live. The person who said that was Malcolm Forbes. When you cease to dream, you cease to live. Okay, so imagine 6 months down the road, you started out with your thought, your dream, and something got in the way, and so you went back and started doing something that was much more comfortable. But the dream is going after the dream. The living is going after the dream, going after the challenges. It's facing the challenges, knowing they should be there anyway, and that you have to figure out a way to get over them, around them, or under them, but you've got something inside of you that you can figure out the solution to keep going. That's living. When you're not afraid to step out and go live, it's okay to be afraid, but step anyway. And so that's where many want to be entrepreneurs stop, because the fear of stepping is wanting to be sure you're going to land, and there's no guarantee that's going to happen. The only way you're going to find out is by making the step, because it's part of your dream. And so if you believe in your dream, have faith in your dream, then it requires stepping into the unknown, because that's what entrepreneurs do. They step into the unknown in order to create the vision or the thought that they have in their head. And they don't do it alone. They incorporate others. They put together teams. They get other expertise to help out. And that may be something that many of you entrepreneurs, maybe 6 months down the road, you're starting to think about, how do I get the help to do these other things? If not, it's coming, depending on how big your dream is.
That's true.
Okay.
And that's, you know, right now I'm helping a friend to rebuild his shop back up because...
What kind of shop?
It's an auto shop.
Oh, okay.
Auto repair shop with all three identity, detailing and collision repair. And if you don't follow that dream and stay with the dream, it will die. But if you have that dream, you got to keep focus on that dream. Sometimes the hill get high to climb, but then again, you're going down the hill, they get so easy, you think you got it made. But you don't have it made in 6 months. If you feel that way, you have to go back and look at what Mr. Gene tell you about making sure you take an assessment of yourself and see where you are. See if your dream is really on its way up.
Because that's your dream.
That's your dream. Don't take but one little stumble to get you off track.
Comes along with the dream.
Come along with the dream.
Okay, expect the rocks and the boulders.
That's right, and that's why I say...
The obstacles.
Don't be afraid when you make a fall, when you make a mistake. The mistake is to make you strong. As a saying we say to men in the brotherhood, iron sharpen iron.
Who?
Iron sharpen iron.
Okay, men in the brotherhood, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm going to stretch that. I don't know what the men in the brotherhood are, but I'm going to say for you military people, you kind of like know that there's something that's called an obstacle course.
That's true.
It's supposed to be there.
That's true.
It's supposed to be to see whether you can make it over the obstacle course. And it's supposed to be there in order for you to fail at it a few times until you get through the obstacle course. Because when you get through, you have that great feeling of accomplishment.
Yes.
But it's not just for you. All the other people now know you've made it through the obstacle course.
That's true.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to say this and go out on a limb and say this. As an entrepreneur, it's really not for you. It's for the other people. You can show them that how they can progress and what you can do and show them that it can be done. Yes, you're doing the work. You're doing it, but it's not really for you. Because you want to serve somebody, or you're going to help somebody along the way.
All righty. So that's all I've got to... like to have you think about that. We got more, so I think I got time for just one more possibly before we go to a break.
I'd slip it in.
I'm sure many of you have heard this one. It kind of like, as far as I'm concerned, it comes along with life. And that is Winners never quit.
Amen.
And quitters never win.
That's right.
A person by the name of Vince Lombardi said that.
You know who he was.
And, well, not really, but
yeah,
but everybody doesn't
coach.
Know. Okay, that's who he was.
Yes.
You sure we're talking about this one?
That's the same Vince Lombardi.
All right. Oh, okay. It's, some people know that name. Some people don't.
Okay.
All right. But it's by Vince Lombardi. It says, winners never quit. As an entrepreneur, in order to win, you're going to feel like quitting a lot of times.
That's right.
6 months down the road, you may want to give up right now.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is you've made 6 months worth of progress.
That's right.
And you might feel like quitting, but that means you're on target.
That's right.
Because you're supposed to be going through change. Change happens mentally and physically. And the only way you know when you're through it is because something becomes easier. Because you've gone through change,
mm-hmm.
or transformation, many people might say it. But quitters never win.
And
you can't win because you quit.
That's right.
You'll never know if you could win.
That's right.
Only difference is that there are a lot of quitters out there. So I'm going to say we need you quitters to keep inspiring us to keep going.
Continue to go on.
Yeah, we.
That's right.
We need you quitters because you inspire us to keep going.
Keep on pushing.
Anyway, so there's reasons for everything.
Yes, it is.
Right. So I'm just saying that the quitters are supposed to be there. You just got to make sure you had the thought of doing it, but you aren't it.
That's right.
Okay, you're not the quitter, but you've thought about it many times. But it,
yes.
You know, so you're normal if you've thought that way. You're normal. You're supposed to want to give up. And something inside of you is going to say,
no,
keep going.
Cannot give up.
Yeah, it's going to say, keep going. And that's when you need to believe it and just keep going. Because there's a lot of people who talk about the break that comes if you keep going.
That's right. That one more step could be the goal.
Yeah. So I'd like to just have you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Winners never quit.
And quitters never win.
Okay. And I'm not sure where you fall into that, but what I do know is that we started the year out saying that. 6 months down the road,
mm-hmm.
where are you? And if any of you have gotten started at the first of the year and you know where you are 6 months later, give us a call and tell us about it because we'd like to know that you heard something or what we're saying is something that hits your heart.
Let us know.
Okay, we don't know how it's hitting
us.
Your heart. You know, but it's something that's very important. These famous people did not make these statements and nobody paid attention. They made statements and obviously the other people paid attention,
mm-hmm.
and they wrote it down and now they're known for some of these various statements.
Sure enough. And they're true statements.
Of course, they're by famous people.
That's right. That means they did it.
So, with that, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. You listen to myself, Gene Hodge,
yes,
Mr. Dukes.
Right here.
And we'll be right back after
right
words
back,
from
right
our sponsor.
Right back on this channel again.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You entrepreneurs, don't let nothing stop you. You're going to get many obstacles. They should come along and you should expect them.
That's right.
Challenge every one of them. That's the only way you'll find out. What Mr. Dukes and I, what we're doing is we are mentioning quotes that were mentioned when we literally started the show. And these are quotes by famous people. What we're doing is mentioning some of them. Mm-hmm. But where are you 6 months later? Because right. We're 6 months into our show. We're in the second half of the year now. We made it through the first 6 months.
And if you are out there, we'd like to know, are you one of the new entrepreneur that started? And if you did, we would like to hear from you. And you're one of the old entrepreneurs out there. Don't mind coming on and giving us some tips so we can pass on to some of the new entrepreneurs. All we right. would really appreciate that.
All right. Send us a text. Or, yes. Again, the number's sitting right in front of you. And you're more than welcome to call. The producer will give you a little screening before he passes you on to us. But you're more than welcome to share your thoughts in order to help an entrepreneur, or many entrepreneurs, in order to just let them know what you've gone through. So, we're repeating some of those quotes. And, Mr. Dukes, you have we have a lot of them. We're not going to get to
all of them today. I'd like to do this one here.
Okay.
A leader is one who knows the way and goes the way and show the way, by John C. Maxwell. And that is the purpose. That's one thing of an entrepreneur is in his dialogue, is that he is a leader and that he can lead. And also, he doesn't mind leading and showing the way for others to follow.
Okay, can you repeat that again?
A leader is one who knows the way, it goes the way, and shows the way.
Oh, okay. Knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Okay.
And that's what a good entrepreneur do. Because he has this dream. And whatever that dream is, he wants to fulfill it. And how else can he fulfill it if he's not willing to go the way that he's going to go, that he wants to do it and make it successful? And he also wants to show the way to someone else that wants to be an entrepreneur.
With the leading, yeah. Okay, I'm going to kind of add something on to that. Because you don't need to know how, you just need to know the way.
That's right.
You don't know what you're going to encounter along the way. But if you know the way, that's how you're going to find out what you need to overcome. And so that comes along with it. I don't think there's any smooth road for entrepreneurs. It's up and
down.
No. All right. I'm going to read another one of mine.
Okay.
This defines entrepreneurs. It says, an entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way down. Okay, imagine somebody saying that. An entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way down. A person by the name of Reid Hoffman said that.
By the time he hits the ground, he's ready to fly his plane.
Didn't say anything about him hitting the
ground. I hope it's a little, at least a wing up above.
Yeah, didn't say anything about
it. Got a little spring in it, huh?
And nothing in
or maybe
he
built a boat.
He didn't.
Nothing said he did.
Nothing in your body, he hit the ground. It says, Bill's plane on the way
down. The way down.
Right. And the plane supposedly saves them, I guess.
I thought he had a parachute on.
But I want you to really think about that. If you have an idea or a dream, you have it.
That's right.
You already know it's something you haven't done before, but you have an idea. Either you're going to jump off and find out, or you're never going to jump. And so one of the best examples that I'd like to give out, many of you know people who can't swim.
I can't swim.
And they can't swim because they're afraid to jump in the water.
Oh, I'm not afraid to jump in the water, though.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about people. You're putting your business out there to the world. Okay. This guy sitting next to me, he has an exceptional story, but we're not going into it tonight. But if you jump... Once you make the jump, you can't back up. Once you're up in the air, the only way you can go is up or down. And so many people get pushed into the water.
Mostly down.
I don't think you're going up.
No.
Yeah. But you get pulled up after you've jumped and gone down.
Right.
But you can't go down without jumping. Mm. And the cliff is like, it's something that you can look out over. But you can't look at what's down there. So you got to be willing to jump. Jump requires some trust or some faith. And it requires that you know you must jump in order to find out what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And your job in laying the plan is to decide how many pillows or how much water you're putting at the bottom of that cliff.
Right. Just in case. Yeah. Just in case. And so... If there are other entrepreneurs out there that have jumped off the cliff, realize that if they found a way to come back up, you will too.
All right.
And they did not do it alone.
That's right.
They did it with the help of other entrepreneurs, other people who said, we're looking out for you. We're going to make sure you don't drown. Okay, we're going to make sure you don't hit the bottom. We're going to look out for you.
Right.
But we can't look out for you unless you trust us saying it's okay to jump off the cliff. Because there's no way back. And many people hold themselves up in life because they're afraid to jump. And so they hold themselves up and they blame people for the lives they've had. And it really comes back to they had not a trust of jumping to find out of their own idea, of their own thought, their own dream. And so that's something that we started the show based on helping those get past that thought. It's going to require doing something different, which is making the step. Mm-hmm. Might feel like off a cliff. You might lose a lot. However, you won't know if you're going to gain a lot unless you made that jump.
Right.
And it happens to a lot, and many just never jump. Okay, it's not that they did jump and find out. They just never jump. Anyway, so this quote is for the ones who are thinking about jumping and build it on the way down. That's all.
That's all?
Yeah. So look, but just something to think about.
We got time for one more? If not?
We got time for one quick one.
This is really to entrepreneurs, especially young ones. I think old ones already seen it or heard it. Keep away from people who try to belittle you or your ambition. Small people always do that. But the real great makes you feel that you too can become great. That's by Mark Twain. And
can you repeat that again?
Keep away from people who tries to belittle your ambition. Small people always do that. But the real great makes you feel that you can too become great.
Okay.
And that's a good one. entrepreneurs, you're going to get that belittle. You're going to get somebody who, the naysayers, they're going to tell you you can't do it. They're going to tell you you don't know where you, what you're going to do to get there, how it's going to take you to get there. And you have the contingency to keep your, as they say, keep your mind on the, keep you on your prize, because you know at the end it's going to come true. And don't let no one stop you. And that was another one of the things about entrepreneurs. That's why you chose that to be an entrepreneur, because you knew it's going to be a struggle. You just don't know how hard a struggle is going to be. But you have that willpower that you can trot and make your way on up the mountain.
All right. Okay. You might have made it. We have a closing thing that we're going to do. It's by Red Skelton. It's something that's called The Pledge, because we are in the same week as the 4th of July.
All right.
And Bobby, if you got it, let it go, because I think we got a little bit of time left just for that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
That was Red Skelton. The ending of that talked about prayer, and that was done quite a while ago, because look at where we are now based on what was predicted in a sense. But we want to make sure that we acknowledge this week being part of the 4th of July and celebrating. Hopefully you all had a happy holiday, and hopefully many of you celebrated, and we wanted to make sure that this show did a little bit to let you know that we know what's going on. So that's what I'd like to say. Stay tuned for the next show that's coming up, which is called the Employment Opportunity Hour, so we can help job seekers to find enjoyable employment. But that's what we have to say. But Mr. Dukes, thanks a lot for your contribution on this show, and sharing the quotes that we have. And I know you're going to be around for the next show.
My pleasure. I'm not going to leave you now. You might serve hamburgers afterward.
We might. All right. So I'd like to have you just think about that. And we'll go from there, because we are here to help you. Now, I hear the music, which means our time is up. We've exhausted this hour. It's gone by very quickly.
Yes, it has.
It's called My Way by Frank Sinatra. I want to let you know all the things that you find yourself doing, like doing, and enjoy doing. You literally have been doing it your way. For all you entrepreneurs, you have an opportunity to still do it your way, because it's your thought, your dream. And so keep in mind that, because you literally can do it your way. And go out and make it happen. Call us and share what you've done to help many others follow in those same footsteps. Gene Hodge here and Mr. Dukes, and we're out of here, but we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.